This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Last one of the week, filling in for Grimmy. We have an update on Lorde's secret onion ring appreciation Instagram account. We get a new couple to reveal how many exes they've had to each other on air. And I have a crack at the full Spanish version of Despacito.
What are you thinking?
I'm in the same clothes as yesterday, but I'm on a horse.
It was just so quick.
Oh, I'm wearing high heels, you.
Are you ready?
To the horn!
Oh, are we on?
We're on.
Hi, good morning. It's Friday. You know when you're not quite ready, you could just do with a few more minutes.
Really? I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Today's going to be a really good show.
I can feel that, yeah. But if Adele could have just done like another 10 minutes, I would have been... No, it's all fine. Doesn't work like that, does it? Like, show starts at 6:30. Hope you're good this morning. This is Scott in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Chris has been trying to find me alternate ways to get to Radio 1 this week, just to jazz it up a bit. So just more than like a standard cab in the morning. So that was why the other day an ice cream van turned up outside my house and I just sat on the floor of that and had a Mr. Whippy on the way to work. Casual at 5:40 in the morning.
Yeah, this morning we had to go back to cab. I actually had something amazing booked.
Right, because...
we had to cancel.
I was fully expecting on the last day of our show, last day of doing breakfast, for you to go all out.
Oh, I did. I did. Yeah, no, I did. It's,
but then a taxi turned up.
Yeah, so it was all booked and we had to cancel last night, very last minute, because we just found out something. Anyway, look, we had to cancel, so sorry about that. Because what annoys me is actually I put loads of effort into it and today could have been a real epic start to your day. It would have been extraordinary, but...
don't think that I'm not going to pick this apart, because obviously there's something you're not telling me.
No.
Scott Mills.
All good here, really. Yeah, you?
Yeah, not bad. You.
Yeah, you all right?
Friday.
Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
You know the thing that I booked for your transport this morning?
Yes.
It really was good.
Where was it?
Do you know what it was?
Right, okay. So can I... this is all I know. So Chris has been trying to get me alternative modes of transport to Radio 1 early in the morning. Just to jazz it up a bit. And I don't know, it just keeps you on your toes. It wakes you up, if anything.
Yeah, it's more...
gets the adrenaline pumping,
you
know?
It's more for my amusement and everyone listening's amusement.
So earlier in the week, imagine my surprise when an ice cream van turned up with chimes on.
Yes.
Outside my house at 5:30. So the neighbours will be pleased. They're already annoyed with me because of the street party they had last year where I didn't move my car. It was the only car in the street that didn't get moved because I forgot. So they just put hay bales around it and partied on.
Yeah, the key for the transport for me was that any neighbours around you would see it and you'd look ridiculous.
This is what I recorded on my phone from the ice cream van outside my house, which took me to work earlier in the week.
Also, the video of this, which I think's on Radio 1 Twitter and also on your Instagram, right?
Mm.
What I loved about it so much was the reaction of people at the BBC when you arrived. And that was the other thing with this transport. It was about you being picked up and you being dropped off. And, yesterday's one was... Well, this morning's one, sorry, which I was trying to sort yesterday, was really good.
OK, so I was getting confusing messages from Fiona, who works on the show yesterday, saying, how heavy are you? What's your weight? So what's that got to do with it?
Well, so the thing that I'd booked for
And then
you,
she goes, don't lie... I need to know, tell me the truth.
What, after you said you wait?
Yeah, I thought was quite rude.
That makes sense. So, what I'd booked for you was something called a sedan chair. Now, what this is it's one of those chairs that, divas get carried onto stage on. So, think Mariah, think Katy Perry, think Lady Gaga. You know the one where you've got hunky men sort of lifting you on a chair?
Oh, right. So, the hunky men are lifting the chair and I'm on the chair.
Exactly.
All the way into work?
I think that was the plan. But what was amazing about this...
Chris, it's miles.
I also... people were up for it. So, I'd booked the chair, but I'd also booked you the hunky men. I'd booked you the Dream Boys, who are, if you don't know who they are, they're like a stripping outfit. And they were going to come and lift the chair for you.
Right.
But there were technicalities really late last night.
So basically what you're saying is I was too fat for the chair.
What I'm saying is...
Actually,
I wasn't going to say this, but yes, I received news last night that we weren't going to be allowed to do the chair because there was a problem with Scott's weight.
Right. Oh. Hang on, let me go back through the messages.
And but what I can't tell you is, I can't tell you who had an issue with your weight. I can't tell you if it was the Dream Boys, the people with the chair, or the BBC. But basically, I was told that for a reason I don't fully understand, you're too heavy for the chair.
Yeah, exactly. So here we are. When I told her my real weight, she stopped replying.
Yeah. So at first, I believe you gave some kind of celebrity weight, which definitely wasn't yours.
Well,
and then they said, be honest.
Got to take a stone off, haven't you, babes?
The reason why you weren't picked up in a chair this morning is you're slightly
too fat. Okay, great.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris is having his daily look at Little Mix videos, which seems to be an early morning thing. Just something I noticed. Not just the videos to the songs, it could be interviews, anything.
Yes, I was just having a little look, yeah.
It's always like 6:30 to 7, it's the Little Mix period, isn't it?
I don't know, they just pop into my mind occasionally.
Yeah. Jesse with pink hair, what are you saying?
Yeah, looks really, really good.
One of the members of the team on the show insists that all girls are more attractive with pink hair.
that's good for...
To which I said, okay, Theresa May, go.
Going back to the sedan chair, which you're slightly too heavy for.
Right, okay.
Several people have been on. Oh, shame, this one's anonymous. Chris, you should have asked my army regiment. We would have ran with him on a stretcher.
Well, that would have been good.
Would that have been the same, though, as like one of those chairs, but with the Dream Boys? What would you prefer? Army and stretcher or Dream Boys?
Dream Boys. Army's all a bit rough and tumble for me,
yeah,
thanks.
But do you not think the Dream Boys are like slightly too far? Like,
also,
do you know what I mean?
I think you'll find that muscle is heavier than fat. So Bron is saying that it's obviously because I'm too toned.
So you're too muscly to be carried.
That'll be it.
Isn't that incredible, though? Because so much effort was put into this happening.
Health and safety forms were filled
in.
That
is mad. It sort of fell at the last hurdle.
Yeah, I've been hearing all about it.
This last weighty hurdle.
Good morning to Callum, who says, just choked on my actual coffee. From an ice cream van to being too heavy to be carried to work by Dream Boys. What a week you're having. I know, aren't I?
Scott Mills.
Lord's apparently been posting anonymously about... doing reviews of onion rings, which is weird.
I don't really know how this story's going to develop, though, because last I heard, wasn't the account suspended or something?
Yeah, well Steve's going to tell us, so make sure you keep listening for that. That's a good point. Maybe if I had not nailed that ice cream at 5:40 the other morning, then I would have been...
You would have been on weight.
Perfect weight to be carried by the Dream Boys on a sedan chair to work this morning.
Oh, so gutted that this didn't happen.
Right, I've also found out it wasn't all the way to work, because I live about 6 miles away, and they're Dream Boys, not Dream Makers. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be possible.
I think they would have done like half the journey, something like that.
No, I've been told that they would have been... they've been waiting just like round the corner at Radio 1, and the taxi would take me to them, and then I'd get on the sedan chair.
Oh, the very last bit?
So just the last bit.
Oh, no.
Katy Perry style, like, into the building.
I thought I'd left clear instructions on that one. I thought it would be at least 3 miles.
Doesn't matter anyway now.
Scott Mills.
Loving today on Radio 1. Can you shout all the guys doing GCSE biology this morning? Oh, just the 4 exams left. Also, good morning to Alfie in Holmfirth, who is tucking into a jam sandwich. Lush. Living the dream. And Ross has been on, asking if it's taps off today in the valleys in South Wales. Is it okay to take his top off? Is it hot enough? I can tell you today in the Rhondda, mainly cloudy day, some cloud heading over the valley at times, and some light rain about 2 o'clock. It's going to feel warm, though, in the sun, about 16 degrees. So, yeah, get your top off.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Were you just enjoying listening to our off-air conversation there for a minute?
I really was. Oh, yeah. It was enlightening.
You could hear all of that, could you?
Every single bit.
Oh. That's a worry, isn't it?
No, I like the unedited you.
Yeah, but it's a bit weird because obviously uncensored. And
we were just wondering, without going into too much information, why we hadn't been invited to join something.
Hmm.
Have to stay a secret between me... you, Scott, and Amelia.
Didn't know they could hear us while on hold.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, all right, we're doing that later. But I gotta... Okay, no, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I'm very excited.
Well, I say we've learnt it, but it could all go wrong. What are you doing today, Amelia?
I'm actually off to prison later on the day.
Oh, I'm sorry. What have you done?
I'm actually, it's quite a niche thing. I'm going to see a Victorian prison. I actually thought about giving you a pseudonym because it's pretty lame, but that's what I'm going to go and do.
Oh, I thought you were spending some time inside.
No, sadly not. Well, not sadly.
Not sadly,
really.
Wouldn't
be a good thing. That wouldn't be a good thing, would it?
Sadly not.
Sadly, I'm not a criminal, so...
So why the Victorian prison?
I quite like the architecture.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Yeah.
Get you.
Yeah.
Okay, should we play today's Real or No Real?
Yes.
Fubbing is a worrying new trend which could be ruining your relationship.
Fubbing?
Fubbing, yes.
We're allowed to say that?
Yes, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. Fubbing.
Sounds like innuendo bingo.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
You're a fubber.
So it sounds like two words joined together. So like face and rubbing.
P-H, I just told you.
Oh, P-H. I feel
like it sounds...
You don't listen to me anymore.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
We've reached that stage, have we, where it's like, don't even listen to each other.
Oh, okay. So what could be a P-H? And I'm assuming the ubbing part is rubbing. What do you think, Amelia?
I feel like it sounds like caressing the button.
You what?
What?
Caressing, you know, the centre button on your generic smartphone.
Oh, okay.
What are you on about? Do you mean like phone rubbing?
Yeah, I think it has a certain ring to it.
Why would that ruin your relationship?
Oh, it was ruining relationships.
No, you don't listen to me anymore.
No
either.
One's listening to you, mate.
No one's, literally no one's listening to me.
Oh, because I don't
no,
know.
Some people are.
People falling in love with their technology?
Okay.
I don't know, this is taking a weird turn.
You see, I know what fubbing is because I've got the answer here. And
you're a fubber.
No, I actually am. Yeah, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I think I am.
Or maybe it's like a social anxiety thing. People have their phone in their hand and they sort of caress it.
So is fubbing a new trend? Real or no real? Amelia?
I'm going to say no real.
Chris?
Rubbing is a horrible word, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm going to go... I just don't know why... Ruin a relationship. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Do you want to know what fubbing is?
Please.
It's a mix of phone and snubbing. And it happens when someone, mid-conversation, will become more absorbed with their mobile phone than with the company that they're currently in.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's said to be the number one reason that couples all over the UK are breaking up right now.
Yeah, I always get accused of this.
You are a fubber.
You're the ultimate fubber, actually.
I did say, I just admitted it.
Story of my life.
Are you a fubber, Amelia?
I think
Amelia?
So, yeah.
Are you single at the moment?
No.
Oh, you can't be that much of a fubber then.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Morning to Jay. In Congleton, he's like, oh, can't believe I'm 20 today. I feel old.
Mm.
Yeah, it's quite old. Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Scott Mills.
Amelia's here. We're playing Real or No Real, and we're all really enjoying it on Friday morning. Hiya.
Hiya.
Here's another fact for you.
Helium is a new type of beer which contains both beer and helium. So when you drink it, your voice gets higher and higher.
Right.
It's an odd one, this, isn't it? Because I think when you drink quite a bit of beer, it can sometimes make people angry. But then if you do want to get into an argument with someone, right, and you've got a really squeaky voice, it doesn't really work, does it?
Well, you're not taken as seriously, are you?
Like an angry chipmunk.
Mm.
I also, if I've had a couple of drinks, I get really deep and meaningful. And I think it will look ridiculous if I try and have a deep and meaningful with someone talking like this.
That's a good point. There is that oxygen bar, isn't there, in London?
Yeah. Here's Chris after a couple of drinks, but he's had some of the helium beer.
Mate, I really love you, mate.
Oh, your helium voice is awesome.
Mate, I really like working on your show. Honestly, we have the best time, don't we, mate?
I like it when you're a bit like that, though. It's really sweet.
Sweet?
But not on... I mean, if it was on helium, it would just be, I'd just laugh.
It'd be mad, wouldn't it? It'd be like watching something on Fast Forward.
We're so lucky to have our jobs, aren't we, Scott?
Don't make... I know what you're like as well. That you'll make this the impression of me now. And I've not even been on helium and emotional.
Don't try that at home, kids.
Stuck in helium is a bit hurt.
Hello,
a bit 5-year-old at a party. I don't know.
Is this the kind of thing you and your mates would do on a night out? Would you be interested in the helium beer?
I don't know. I think it could be a good laugh. Yeah, give it a go.
I know you're
not... get more high-pitched the more I drink anyway,
yeah,
so...
I can't tell if the helium beer is a good thing for a first date. Like, if you go on a couple of drinks for a first date, I don't actually know if it would really be that good.
It's not very seductive, is it?
Would be good if you worked in a bar, though. You want to stitch someone up on a first date.
Hey, Hello, Amelia.
Would you go?
Amelia, would you go on a second date with me?
It's true. It's very hard to sound seductive with the helium voice. Scott, give it another go. Tell me the sexiest thing that you could say to, you know, to try get me to a second date.
I like your arms.
Yes.
But I think they look better wrapped around me on a second date.
Wait.
Awful.
That's great. Amelia, do you want to try?
Would you like to come on a second date to a prison with me?
Well, that's ridiculous. Only Alsatians could hear that.
Oh.
Is there a new type of beer which contains both beer and helium? Chris, real or no real?
No real.
Amelia?
Oh, no real.
That one is no real.
Yay!
The concept of helium was set up by an American beer company for April Fools years ago, but for some reason it's just kind of started doing the rounds again on the internet. At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Amelia, you got 10.
Yay!
And now off to prison with you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Coming up after 8 this morning, we have a new game which we've not played before that involves a couple that are in a fairly new relationship and a very awkward chat that at some point everybody has to have, especially when you're in a new relationship.
I think we need to issue a cringe warning now for what the results might be.
Let's say it's about the number. The number of people maybe before this person.
Yeah. Well, it's the kind of conversation that I think a lot of couples have like behind closed doors. And it's not a nice conversation to have.
No.
But I think it could be potentially amazing on radio.
So that's after 8 this morning. We've got a couple who are in a new relationship and we're going to get that awkward chat onto the air just to warn your cringe glands right now. Did you do your homework yesterday?
I tried. Listen, I know what you're going to say now. This is about the Despacito thing, right?
Yeah, we said by Friday we would nail the Spanish version of Despacito. So I worked on it for a couple of hours yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're doing your own version as well. You sent some clips from your phone, actually. Let me hear this now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Costa, no más la normal. Then, mama. Todos mis $100 van Belén, ma. You see, this was me after the show yesterday.
Oh, right.
I just thought, right, I'll just crack on and try and do this after the show. It's well hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Costa, no más la normal. Todos mis $100.
It sounds like you're getting there.
It's honestly, I'll be honest with you, mate. I don't think I've done this right.
Senti, so it's like todos mi senti van viendo man, ma. If I say it like man and leave off the n, todos mi senti van viendo man. Go again with the whole thing.
All right, diva.
It all got a bit stressful.
Go, do the whole thing again,
Matt. I was here till like 1 o'clock, and I didn't. I'll be honest, I haven't nailed it. How are you getting on?
I think I've done all right, yeah.
Really?
7:50 this morning, you'll hear our versions of Despacito. I mean, it was a challenge.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Morning, Lauren in Wandsworth. Up and listening live for the first time in a while today. Normally gets our podcast. Today, she's moving to LA. Jal. You're going to be a who in no time. Also, Kelly in Oxford, good morning. And Dean, happy birthday. All the birthdays today. Dean is 28. Happy birthday and many more. Steve Holden, Kasabian first, right?
Yes, they played a tiny gig in a church in Reading last night because it was a warm-up show as part of them headlining this year's Reading and Leeds Festival in August. Apparently, before this interview, it had taken them 4 hours to get from London to Reading. And if anyone knows geography, that should take, what, half an hour?
Yeah, about that.
So they were a little bit delirious by the time we got there. They've just announced they've branched out into fashion. They've hooked up with their beloved Leicester City FC for a range of clothes that they'll probably be sporting over the next couple of months. But Tom, the lead singer, was bandaged up last night. And it's sadly very, very un-rock and roll.
I trapped it in a letterbox. Next door neighbour's letterbox shot on my hand. I went to take my guitar to Hollywood, but it ruined it in a way. Serge brought me a lovely guitar. I couldn't take it with me. Sad, isn't it?
He couldn't take the guitar with him and he trapped it in his neighbour's letterbox. I don't know what he was doing. What was he delivering?
Why have you got your hand in your neighbour's letterbox, Tom?
No idea at all.
Also, I mean, they are actually normally quite rock and roll.
Yes.
A big weekend, I was escorting some Biffy Clyro superfans to Biffy's dressing room. And Kasabian's dressing room was directly opposite, and the door was wide open. So much champagne.
So
much champagne. I was like to the fans, move along, nothing to see here, and close the door.
We're talking dozens of bottles, right?
A lot.
And they also had about 3 dressing rooms. They had a big thing. Anyway, we got to the bottom of it. We asked them why they had loads of champagne. I mean, it's Kasabian. It's hardly surprising.
And we've been living like that since the day we started. No, we just nicked it from everyone else's dressing room. None of them drank, so we'll have it, thanks.
They nicked
it. That's Leicester for you.
Good idea, actually.
That's a joke, obviously.
Yeah, I heard you earlier. You said you were buzzing about the Lord news. I hope you really were.
Yes.
You
know, so explain if people didn't hear the original story.
Yeah, so she's got a new album out today, but she continues to be overshadowed by this onion ring story. I don't know why we didn't say this the other day. It's the most obvious pun, Lord of the Onion Rings.
Yes.
Right? Don't know why anyone's not said it.
So it's an Instagram account, is it?
Yeah, so this Instagram account reviewed Onion Rings. It was anonymous. It had about 24 followers. Someone found out that Lord had followed this account, and everyone associated with it was connected to Lord, whether they be friends or whatever. And it would.
And her hand was in the pictures, yeah, right, holding the onion rings.
And people were trying to work out whether it was actually Lord. And they emailed the management and asked, like, is it Lord's account? And then it was taken down.
Okay.
Anyway, she has now confessed to it. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and he asked her outright, and she said, yes, it was me.
But I feel like it reads like the kind of thing that a pop star would do to, like, look relatable, which I wasn't doing. It was, like, a funny thing with, like, my friends on the tour. But I'm still going to, you know, keep eating onion rings.
Have you...
my favourite. I think they're underrated as well. I don't think they get enough credit for how delicious they are.
The saddest part of this whole story is that it's now taken down. Like, she's not continued it, you know?
Well, now she's admitted, get it back on.
Exactly.
I'll follow it.
She also confessed that batter is better than a crumb.
It's true.
Scott Mills.
You all right?
Yeah, you.
Sort of, yeah, you.
You're not looking forward to this, are you?
No, I'm underprepared. I haven't sorted this properly.
Right.
I don't trust that you have, because you never do with anything.
You are so one of those that's, like, doing their homework on the bus, on the way there.
Yeah, that's always been my style. Personally, I don't think we should have even mentioned this today.
What, just, like, pretend it didn't happen and we didn't say it?
Yeah, deal with a few angry people, but...
We did say a couple of days ago that we would learn Despacito, the Spanish version. So I was actually practising at home yesterday. I found this proper LOL salsa version, which I think I want to play in full later, cos Friday. No, that's not it. Hang on. Wrong one. Where are you? Here it is.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes.
It's a little more Strictly, this one, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
Despacito, quiero respirar a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Quiero ver bailar tu pelo.
It's good.
It's good.
To be fair to you, you were sending me videos yesterday of you trying to learn Despacito.
It's really hard.
Which surprises me, because, like, normally you commit to things. Being honest here, as your friend, you commit to things and then you sort of, you don't really follow them through.
No, I had a good rehearsal yesterday. I just tried. I also heard some of your clips from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, 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 me estoy costando, me estoy andando normal, todos me sentan... Todos me...
Are you ready?
Should we do this?
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to take
the first...
I've
got my bits.
You're going to take
you've
the first bit. I'll do the other bit. Okay, cool. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Fonzie! D-Y!
D-Y! This is you.
Oh, my heart's going.
Okay. So you do the first bit, okay? 3, 2, 1, go.
Do. I'm reading the wrong bit.
You've
already gone wrong.
You haven't. Should I just do the rest? I'll do the rest.
You go from here.
Yeah.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Te quiero que te diga cosas al oído. Párate que cuento si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desanarte voces despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Y haces de tu cuerpo todo manuscrito. Quiero bailar tu cuello, que tu cito ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca. tus los caras favoritos. Hecos meses retrasados son este peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos, you can be extraferido. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito, no vamos abrigando, poquito, poquito. Cuando te molesta, con esa estresa, te cura malisa con delicadeza. Despacito, this is how we do it in Puerto Rico. Hasta que el sol escrita y hay vendido, para que me siga, sé que te consigo. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito, no vamos abrigando, poquito, poquito. A mi boca, tus los caras favoritos. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito, no vamos abrigando, poquito, poquito.
I know.
You can be the star of the Despacito.
I wasn't expecting that from you. That's good. That was really good, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think that was really good.
Scott Mills.
I'm really glad that I rehearsed yesterday, actually.
Hundreds, if not thousands of messages coming in. To be fair, Mills, you like a true leader there. Because I failed at that big, big style. I think my favourite bit is the poquito, poquito.
Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito, no vamos abrigando, poquito, poquito. Cuando te molesta, con esa estresa, te cura malisa con delicadeza. Despacito.
Also, notice in this bit, he's singing English, I'm doing the Spanish.
Yeah, you're actually, I mean this, you're better than Bieber.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. Hasta que el sol escrita y hay vendido. Ahora que me sigo, sé que te consigo. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. No vamos abrigando, poquito, poquito.
Have that, Justin Bieber, you can't even learn the words.
Tus las caras favoritos.
Maybe learn it, yeah?
Scott Mills.
We have managed to find a couple who are up for playing our brand new game. Although they don't really know what it is yet. But let's just see how this goes. I probably should issue a cringe warning, just in case. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
And good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Now, you're a couple, aren't you?
Yes, we are, yeah.
Jack is a young farmer, and he's 20. Katie has just finished studying business at uni, and she's 23.
And, Jack, where did you meet?
On a dirty night out in Nantwich.
And that's when you saw Katie, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, only thing you could do, really, go over and offer for some champagne that you got for free.
So you offered us some free champagne that you got because it was your birthday?
Yeah.
So, Katie, how long have you been together?
Oh, gosh, since, like, I think it's January. I'm awful with dates, so I'm sure it's January, yeah.
Katie, you've both been in relationships before, okay?
Yeah.
And how long were you single before you met Jack?
For 2 years. Quite a while.
Oh, wow. So Jack really does seem to be the one at the moment.
Oh, God.
What is the best thing about him?
We've got, like, the same, like, sense of humour. He's quite funny.
And, Jack, how long were you single before Katie?
Not really that long.
Oh, OK. How long?
I don't know, a few months, like.
So how far are we in? You've been together since January. Have you been on holiday together yet, Jack?
Yeah, we went to Iceland together.
And Katie, any other plans?
We're going to go to Portugal pretty soon, so...
Oh, when's that?
It's next month, we're going.
Oh, this is all good. They've only got two holidays, yeah. Pretty much.
This is a really nice stage of the relationship, though, isn't it? You're kind of learning lots about each other, exploring the world by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
So would you say, Jack, that you really kind of feel like you know each other by now?
I suppose so, but I have a feeling I don't know as well as I think.
Well, you never know. What about you, Katie? What do you think?
I think I know him all right, yeah, but we'll find out, I'm sure.
It's a funny one, this, at this stage of the relationship, because you learn so many new things about each other, and, yeah, you know how this feels, Scott.
I do, yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
Here's a question. Who shall I ask first? I'm going to ask Katie. Casey, have you guys had the chat yet? Not the I love you chat.
Yeah.
I mean the other chat.
I think I know which one you mean.
You know the one about the numbers.
I've kind of had the chat, yeah. A little, yeah. I've not had an answer though.
Right, and vice versa, yeah. So we just kind of want to help you both get that awkward conversation out of the way today, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good idea, this, because I think it's great when you're in this stage of a relationship to base things on honesty and just get things out in the open.
How you feeling, Jack?
I'm all right.
Good.
Oh, no.
And, Jack, you've never really been that fussed about having this chat before? You've never brought up exes on say, a date out with Katie or anything like that?
There's no official, not what's been said, no, not really.
No, yeah. I think it's best not to bring it up, you know?
Yeah.
Right, you two, wait there. Here's the plan. I am going to play a song. Jack, we're going to record you off air, and you need to be totally honest, and I will ask you how many people there have been before Katie. Then, Katie, I will come to you off air and I'm going to ask you exactly the same question. How many people have you been with before Jack?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to play a song now. I'm going to talk to you both off air. And when we come back, find out how many people there have been, which is awkward. But then you will never, ever have to have that chat again. You both cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack sounds less keen.
Yeah, Jack, you sound ever so slightly worried about this game.
I'll speak to you both off air.
Scott Mills.
This is the Red on Breakfast Show. If you've just joined us, we are speaking to new couple Jack and Katie. Now, Jack and Katie have not had the chat yet. You know, the numbers chat. During that song, we recorded Jack and Katie and asked them separately how many ex-lovers they've had, and we're about to reveal their numbers to one another. Jack's back on. Hey, Jack.
Are you all right?
Yeah, all good.
Tense right. Times here.
No, it's fine. Okay, so, prediction, please, Jack. How many people do you think Katie's been with before you?
Seven.
You're saying seven?
Yeah, considering she's quite old.
Not even old!
Don't say that.
She's 23.
Yeah, I'm only young, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're only 20.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, so you're locking in seven people before you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now let's play what Katie told us off air. So, total honesty, how many people were there before Jack?
Only six. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to lock in six?
Six.
Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah.
So there we are, Jack. You said you knew each other very well, and that appears to be true because you were only one out.
Fair play.
You said seven people. Katie's truthful answer was six people before you.
Yeah, you're quite in sync.
All right, let's go over to Casey. Hey, Casey.
Hi, yeah, you all right?
Yeah, good. So he seems pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no, I'm happy.
One out. That shows you are in sync.
Yeah, it's good. I was worried about this one now.
Okay, so Katie, how many people do you honestly think that Jack has seen before you?
I reckon it's probably about, like, 20-ish, something around that.
Go for 20, shall we?
Yeah.
Nice round figure?
Yeah.
What do you think about that number, Katie? Do you think 20's quite high for a 20-year-old, or...?
I don't know. I think it's, if they've been, like, college and well, I suppose he's not been uni, but I know he's had a bit of fun. So.
He did say he did properly let his hair down at one point, yeah. The numbers will be up.
Katie, here's what Jack told us off air about the amount of people that he's been with.
Be honest.
It's double figures, like.
It's fine.
It's under 100, then.
Oh, yeah, it's under 100.
Mm-hmm. More than 50?
No, maybe not now. Maybe. Okay.
40.
What do you think?
Yeah, around there.
40, should we say 40? 40?
Yeah, let's go for 40. Oh, no.
I knew it was loads, but yeah. That is a lot, yeah. Is he dead embarrassed?
I'm not
bothered though. Like, I'm not. Like, I knew we had a lot of fun. So.
I mean, Katie, it is double what you thought.
Yeah, it is double.
Oh, Jack. Yeah. Jack's hyperventilating.
That's a big old number there.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I always wound him up thinking it was like that kind of number, but then I thought, no, it might not be.
Oh, and then it was.
But, yeah, it was. So he definitely had a lot of fun anyway. So.
Now, Casey, you do that thing now, like when you fall over in the street and you've really hurt yourself. But you get up and go, I'm fine.
Yeah. It is fine.
It's fine.
But this is great because you've got this awkward exes chat out in the open now. It's all done.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Bert.
You never have to speak about this ever again.
Definitely never going to get mentioned again now.
I mean, and like, are you seeing each other later?
I'm not sure. It's not after this, no.
40 of those.
Well, I mean, obviously, over dinner, if you're seeing each other tonight, this won't be discussed because you've had the conversation on Radio 1, so it's all good.
Greg.
Brilliant agony aunt.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. I'm sure we'll probably speak about it.
Well, you've got a 2-hour flight to Portugal coming up in July. That could be ideal plane chat.
Yeah.
Go into all the detail. There we are. Okay, well, I hope I've helped.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you have. Perfect.
At least we know now.
At least you know. I love you both equally. Bye.
Bye. Scott
Mills. Steve Holden's back. What have we got this time?
Jay-Z, first off, he went tweet crazy yesterday because Jay-Z doesn't tweet. He doesn't follow anybody. And I think all of his previous tweets have been by somebody else who's done it on his behalf. But he got inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame with a little intro clip from Obama, former US president, which was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Anyway, he then got on his phone and he thanked everybody who had inspired him. About 100 people. He just went tweet crazy. So like 50 Cent, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Kendrick. He even celebrated Beyonce. Apparently she's a rapper too. I didn't know that. But he had to tweet in the end, I promise I'm not drunk. I'm new on this. I'm deleting it when I'm done.
Oh, it's classic new person on social media. Yeah.
Couldn't get all the replies and stuff.
I'm not drunk.
I know.
He was probably searching for those people on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Like Ed Balls. This is a bit but... he has been mentioned before in entertainment news. Remember Little Bow Wow?
Yes.
Who then became Bow Wow, who is now Shad Moss, the rapper.
Oh, sure.
But a month ago, can you remember he posted this picture of him he apparently was about to board a private jet because he was on his way to a gig, but then he was caught in the economy section of some plane, so everyone was teasing him.
And also it was like a stock photo of a private jet.
Yeah, he just like image searched online. Yeah. He's done it again, apparently, with something else. So he uploaded this video a couple of days ago of him being chased by a load of fans to his tour bus. But everyone was very keen to suggest that it looked a little bit set up and that the people were probably paid to follow him.
Oh.
It's really, really funny because the camera is static and suddenly Bow Wow comes out of nowhere, followed by all these people who are being a bit overdramatic. Mm. Doesn't look very natural at all. Anyway, he's done this interview insisting that it was that crazy after the show that he'd done, that he was 100% genuine, but everyone, like me, is a bit sceptical.
Okay, well, sceptical or not, I'm going to do this probably next week.
Totally,
hire them and just like makes you look like you've got loads of fans like hanging outside Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
I'm thinking Spanish You might be a better you. The amount of messages we're getting through from people saying you sound really hot doing Spanish.
Why, thank you, my darling.
The Despacito thing, I think it's sort of got people going.
Thanks, doll. So, I'm going to learn Spanish now. I say this every year.
Just go full Spanish from now on. I mean, have a listen yourself. Do you think you sound hotter Spanish? What's your take on it?
Can I play again?
Yeah, play a little bit.
This is definitely my party trick now.
Despacito, quiero desonarte voces despacito. Females para este tu laberinto. Yes, este tu cuerpo todo manuscrito. Quiero babelar tu pueblo, que tu siento ritmo. Que las señas a mi boca, tus los caras favoritos. Hecos me despertas a tus sonos de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos. You can be estrafalido. Pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. No va navegando, poquito, poquito. Cuando tu molesta, con esa estresa. Fecura malisa con delicadeza. Despacito.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
I think hotter.
I think I'm just going to just, like, Spanish will become my first language. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy's back on Monday from 6:30. I'm off next week, so you've got Matt Edmondson and Chris, Monday from 1.